Radio Prague News. A Czech delegation is to travel to Lebanon next week to try to gain more information on the case of the five Czechs who went missing in the country in mid-July. The Ministry of Interior is set to open a new refugee camp in Vyšní Lhota in the Moravia Silesia region on Friday. And the number of marriages in the Czech Republic increased last year for the first time since 2011. A Czech delegation is to travel to Lebanon next week to try to gain more information on the case of the five Czechs who went missing in the country in mid-July. Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek made the announcement on Wednesday after a meeting of the government's crisis committee. The delegation will include Deputy Foreign Minister Jakub Kulhánek and the head of the anti-organized crime squad Robert Šlachta. Mr. Zaorálek, who had originally planned to travel to Lebanon himself, has postponed the journey after consulting with his Lebanese counterpart. Gibran Basil. The Czech delegation will, among other things, try to establish close cooperation with local investigators and share information that the Czech side has assembled on the case. Two Czech intelligence experts are already in Lebanon working in the field. The Ministry of Interior is set to open a new refugee camp in Vyšní Lhota in the Moravia Silesia region on Friday, Deputy Interior Minister Jiří Nováček said on Wednesday. The facility, which had been used as a refugee camp until 2009, will have a capacity of 220. The capacity of the refugee camp in Bělá nad Sázavou in East Bohemia has recently been enlarged to 700. By the end of the year, the Czech Republic should provide altogether 1,400 places for migrants. Another 300 are to be created in a former prison in Drahonice in the Louny region. Local authorities and police in the East Bohemian city of Bělá pod Bezdězem will be receiving information about migrants released from the nearby asylum facility. The town's mayor Milan Lomos made the announcement on Wednesday, saying that he wanted to limit the movement of migrants in the city and have the situation in the town under better control. The asylum facility in Bělá currently accommodates illegal migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Syria and Iran, who were detained trying to get to Germany. The situation in the town is tense after violence broke out in the facility last week. Smoking is to be banned on the premises of the ArcelorMittal metallurgical plant in Ostrava from the 1st of September, the firm has announced. ArcelorMittal, which employs around 7,500 people, is the first major company in the Czech Republic to make such a move. The smoking ban has been prepared for some time and workers have been offered treatment to help them kick the habit. Company officials say repeated breach of the prohibition could result in dismissal. The number of marriages in the Czech Republic increased in 2014 for the first time since 2011, Czech Radio said on Tuesday, quoting data from the Czech Statistics Office. Nearly 46,000 couples tied the knot last year, which was 2,000 more than in 2013. Czechs are also willing to spend more on their wedding day. Nearly 50% of couples said they were ready to spend up to 50,000 crowns. The marriage rate had been gradually falling since 2011, hitting the bottom in 2012, with only 44,000 couples getting married that year. The current rate is still about 50% lower than in 1990, which saw over 90,000 weddings. International football goalkeeper Petr Čech was the best-paid Czech sportsperson last season. According to Forbes magazine, the Czech goalie earned 351 million crowns during last season, compared to the previous season's 295 million. Tennis player and two-time Wimbledon winner Petra Kvitová came second with 178 million crowns, an improvement from last year's 24th position. Czech football captain and Arsenal midfielder Tomáš Rosický placed third with 172 million crowns. I'm Ruth Franková and that's the end of the news.